time, there's no time.
Video up on YouTube for the title track, A Wanderer I'll Stay. What can you tell me about that song?
I wrote that song. That was one of those gifts of a song where it comes out fully formed in about 10 minutes. And when those happen, you thank the songwriting gods. And that song was written while I was sitting breastfeeding my first child. I did a lot of songwriting in that time just as a new mom and learning about everything where I didn't have hands free very often. So I would write songs completely in my head and wait until I could get a minute to be able to put the baby down and pick up a guitar and try and write all the lyrics out. And that song came about inspired by a person who is really, really dear to me, who is rather restless and moves about a lot. And the phrase, "I'm a wanderer, I'll stay," is where that whole song came from.
How do you approach your songwriting? Is it a really collaborative process?
No. We actually, when we approach songwriting, some of the material, if it's just stuff that's written by me, usually it'll come in and I'll have it sort of fully formed and I'll hand it to Jason and say, this is what I want you to do on it, and then he'll have some input and we'll move back and forth. But if it is an actual collaborative song, often what'll happen is I'll write the words and have some kind of structure of a melody that I'm thinking of, and then I'll hand it to Jason and say, run with it, and he'll come back with something totally different, and then we'll just keep going back and forth, and then we'll sit and we'll work on it together and until it comes to a place where we both like it. And some songs, that happens, you know, in a day, and it happens really fast, but some, it'll take us months or even years before it comes to the place where we both fall in love with it. Because, contrary to you know, the other than us working together all the time, parenting, living together, on tour together, making music together, like our lives are so intertwined, we actually do have different tastes in music. So we both are drawn to different sounds sometimes, or different things within the music, not totally different tastes, but Jason's really a feel and a melody and a groove guy, and I'm pretty drawn to that too. But I'm also a word person, and so our two different approaches with it will really combine to have quite a strength. But sometimes it'll take us a while to come into a place where we both really, really love it.
Do you feel most in your element when you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
Oh, all of the above. I love every stage of it. Performing on a stage adds its own timeliness because there is no delete button, there's no reverse. It's all right there to be put out. And so sometimes you'll walk off a show and go, man, everything just came together beautifully. And sometimes you'll walk off a show and say, that didn't quite feel right. And there's some things I want to work on, because performing isn't just about playing the music. Performing is about connecting with your audience and being there and connecting. For Jason and I, it's such a naked experience being on stage because there is only two of us and it's acoustic. So there's not... It's only two of us making all the noise with two instruments, and so you can hear every little detail, which is both a blessing and a drawback. There's nothing negative about it. It's just a magical experience, and it means that we have to be really, really in tune with each other being on stage, which I think adds to the finesse of our relationship of who we are, you know, as a husband and wife as well. And then in terms of recording, we strive to do as much of our recording as we can live, particularly the singing, because that connection with the other person and the small movements and the nuances are so much of what we love to do. And it's very easy to lose those things when you're overdubbing and doing a lot of editing and moving around. So we strive to do as much of the recording as we can live, which also has its own element of pressure, but you know, you can do 15 takes if you need to until you're super happy with it. So that gives a nice peace and relaxation. And then as far as writing goes, writing is interminable. It can go on for years before I'm happy with the song. So they each have a different timeline and a different sense of pressure and achievement to each of them, and I really like diving into whether it's the like adrenaline rush of a performance or the focus of recording or the complete relaxation of songwriting, all three of them.
I'd like to take us out with Goodbye Old Paint. What can you tell me about that one?
Oh, this is one of the oldest songs that we do, and this song comes from the 1800s. And the original person that it's attributed to is named Jess Norris, and he's a beautiful, beautiful cowboy songwriter. And it's come to us from him via an artist named Bruce Molsky, who we are very honored to be able to call our friend, and he's an amazing old-time fiddler, singer, guitarist, banjo player, all across the board. And he studied with a lot of the older tradition bearers in especially the southeastern United States, but across the world as well. And Jason's been singing this song for a long time, and he took the banjo into a beautiful old tuning to give it sort of the sad feeling of what the cowboy is saying to his horse, who's just kind of getting old and can't really do it anymore. So that's Old Paint.
Ferris, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks, May, for having us.
Never prove false to the girl who loves me. Pain, oh pain. and I'm leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, your pain, I'm leaving Cheyenne. Ain't a good pony, she paces when she can. With horses and the cattle grazing all around, my feet's in the stirrup, my bridle's in my hand. Goodbye, my little Annie, I'm leaving Cheyenne. Pain, oh pain, I'm leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, oh pain, I'm leaving Cheyenne. When she came.